Got it. Great. So, welcome back, everybody, to the Holistic Actions Q&A webinars, once-a-month webinars, where we are just a couple of days away from a webinar, a master class about One Health Medicine and nature healing. And today we're here to use the framework of the Path to Pet Wellness to answer all your questions. So let's go ahead and get started, which we can do. Let me just mute, get rid of that noise again.
Just a quick question. Is anybody else having trouble? Diana's having trouble with her sound. I would suggest, Diana, make sure that your computer sound is on, that you don't inadvertently have a headset plugged in. I often do that when I can't hear anything. And that your volume's up on your computer volume. And if not, if that's not it, then I would go out and come back in again and see if that does it for you. Unless anybody else having problems? Everybody else can hear? Good. Okay. We are great. So along with Dr. Jeff, we want to really, really thank you for wanting your animals to be healthy and taking the time to be looking for ways that you can be a partner with your dogs and cats and horses and rabbits and all critters, as opposed to looking for an answer from an expert. There's no one right way to do things. There is no one right expert that's going to give you all of the answers. You're the one living with your animals. So one of the things you will hear us say a lot today is embrace the symptoms because they're clues to what's going on internally. And you can soothe the symptoms, but you also need to be addressing that internal imbalance that might be causing the symptom might be causing the symptoms because it was triggered by something. So the bacteria doesn't cause the diarrhea. The bacteria triggers the energy field, the quantum field, to produce the diarrhea in an attempt to heal the body. Sometimes it's as simple as physiologically, the diarrhea is flushing out some toxins that are there. And so it's a good thing that there was diarrhea. So often we'll ask you to look at the context of the symptoms. And because our answers vary a little bit, whether you're a member of Holistic Actions or not, if you're a member, please say when you at the beginning, "Hi, glad to be here, and I'm a member," or "I'm not a member yet." And we will start with Michelle. Go ahead, Michelle, and unmute yourself.
Hey. Hi, I'm
Hi,
calling
Michelle.
from Brooklyn, New York, with a very cold Frenchton. Question for you guys. I got her from, and I'm not a member yet.
Thank you.
I got her from really profound allergies to now she's eating mostly raw, and eating well. I circulate items, things that she eats. Every now and then, I notice she has bad breath. The other thing I'll notice, like this morning, her belly was a little upset. I saw a little bit, I hope no one's eating lunch, a little like bloody, blood, not like a watery, she, sorry, tired, some watery blood coming out. I mean, just
From
like
her
little
stool.
drops of, yes, after she went to the bathroom. I've seen it maybe three times over the course of the year. And when you see blood, you're like, whoa, is it a red alert or just,
Great. It's a great question.
yeah.
And when you become a member of Holistic Actions, one of the, and even before you're a member, everybody can take the 101, if you'd post that, Dr. Jeff, the 101 holistic healthcare class. And there are five lessons. And the very first one is symptoms. Symptoms are a clue, as I said, and you don't need to panic. Now, if you're a member, you can post if you're panicked anyway. You can, and sometimes we have something that we're a little panicked about. You can post it in the forum 24/7, and within a day, one of us will get back to you and ask some questions. So, one of the questions we always ask for context is overall, how is your Frenchie doing? Happy, active, eating?
Cold and but fine.
Sure, great. So that's your first step. If they have a profound drop off in behavior, energy, appetite, or mood, then you want to be more concerned. Otherwise, it's a watch and wait. Let's see what's going on. And also think about the context. What's happened recently? Could have gotten into something, eaten something. Then think back to other years when it's been cold up there other years. So did you ever have any odd things happen? Maybe not digestive, but did you ever have any other odd things happen when it got particularly cold? The other possibility for slightly bloody, clear discharge could be from the anal glands and not from the rectum. And so notice if there's a big odor to it. And if there is a really bad odor, then it's probably from the anal glands. And you can do a hot pack on that. Rescue Remedy is everybody should buy a bottle of Rescue Remedy or go to jacksongalaxy.com and buy Jean Hovey's Stress Stopper flower essence combination and have those on hand. And you could add that to the hot water as you hot compress the anal gland areas. So that's a possibility as well. And so next step, take the 101 course and consider becoming a member.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Jackie has a 10-year-old dog who's had chronic vomiting and diarrhea, and the conventional veterinarian says it's protein losing enteropathy, but no tests have been done yet other than low protein, and they're prescribing Science Diet, and you say, he doesn't like it, and maybe you looked at and the ingredients disturb you. And when dogs are not feeling good, and cats, they often will eat something for a short time, a few days, and then want something different. Well, that's difficult if you're trying to do a prescription diet. So, prescription diets would be in the band-aid section of healing, not working on the internal balance. And because of the poor ingredients, they may be making things worse. And so, step one, Jackie, is take the 101 course. Step two is find a holistic veterinarian to work with. Are you a member, Jackie? I thought I heard you say something. Nope. Okay. Take the 101 course. And because here's the thing, if you're working with a homeopathic veterinarian or a really good Chinese medicine veterinarian, and you're going to hear me again say this over and over again, because remember what I said at first, we can soothe the symptoms, but we want to rebalance the energy field. How do we do that? If you become trained in energy approaches yourself, like Eden Energy Medicine, Tellington Touch, Bingston Method, a huge number of different possibilities, Reiki, then you may
Okay.
be able to heal even deep-seated problems. But most of us, may not be at that level yet for something that's been going on for a while and is fairly serious. So you want to be working with a homeopathic or really good Chinese medicine veterinarian. So if you go to, and Dr. Jeff will put this in, holisticactions.com/select. Read the entire article. This is for everybody who does not yet have a holistic veterinarian on your healthcare team. Read the entire article and do the work that it's telling you have to do. The internet will not get you where you want to be.
Okay.
Does that make sense, Jackie? And in
Yeah.
the meantime,
Thank you.
feed any kind of bland food your dog would like to eat.
Okay.
Okay, it could be cooked chicken, cooked beef, raw beef, maybe oatmeal, things with probiotics in them, like raw goat's milk. Or if you go to green juju, I told somebody just juju the other day. If you go to greenjuju.com, they have a lot of fermented different broths that could be good. And then you can check at Adored Beast, and they have a lot of, they do a whole lot with probiotics as well. That might be a good place. It's one of many, 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 many places. But the key thing for you right now, the other key thing is for you not to focus too much on what's going on with the vomiting and diarrhea. However, just be positive, see Moshi as healthy and have that intention and do as much happiness things as you can with him. Dr. Jeff?
I was gonna second what you just said and ask about Moshe's beam, which is, how he is overall his behavior, energy, appetite, and mood, and also whether Moshe is a Wheaton Terrier.
Moshe is a half German Shepherd, half Boxer.
So both breeds that are predisposed to losing enteropathy, That
Okay.
might be why, but again, if his beam and his quality of life is fine, he still has spell issues and he can join my kitty cat who's had blood and ploppy stools for months, but is the happiest kitty cat, and we're just working on it with various remedies. So what Dr. Christina said, get the work up if that's what you need to do, but definitely I'd advise working with the vet homeopath, because when Dr. Christina says a good traditional Chinese medicine doctor, they're all ones that have adopted same mindset that we're talking about, which is the mindset that the physical is really secondary to everything energetic. So, and not using acupuncture as this for that.
Or homeopathy for
Or
this, for
homeopathy
that,
or anything.
or anything, any approach.
Yeah. Okay.
And sometimes, Jackie, it seems overwhelming that as soon as you get a veterinarian on board, that's a good one, you'll be able to have much more confidence. And if you become a member, you can post in the forum until you feel comfortable.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
Thank
and
you
you
very
will.
much.
Welcome, and you will. I mean, I just cut
Yeah.
off the phone with a member who, when she joined, was, very, very overwhelmed and anxious and not sure what to do. And basically, we spent a half hour talking about, working on herself and working on the environment and the quantum field and the difference between flat earth medicine and quantum medicine, which is where we all are. So, yeah.
All right,
So
thank you.
yeah, you will get there, and Moshe will be okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Now, Miyoko. If you can unmute yourself, what are your questions about tripe and mushroom therapy? Yes, feed tripe, feed green tripe. Don't feed washed and Cloroxed tripe that many people get. And mushroom therapy, you're a member, so listen to Ihor Basko, Basko. Listen to his webinars. And did we ever have Rob Silver on, Jeff? We might have had Rob Silver on several years ago. He's another mushroom expert.
Okay.
So what's your question about
Yeah,
those?
I would just, in the member area, just search mushroom or
Yes.
I
Yep.
don't know if you're a VIP member,
Okay.
but you can search Sage, and Sage will pull out all the references
Perfect.
for you.
I keep
Okay.
forgetting about Sage,
Perfect.
yes.
Yeah, thank you. So basically, a 2.5-year-old Alaskan Malamute, her beam is excellent. She's
I
eating
think the
mostly
thing
raw.
is ready, Helen.
Maybe five more
Oops.
minutes. I'll go check right now.
Okay, somebody needs to mute themselves.
I got him, I
You got
think.
it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry about that, Miyoko.
Whoops, I just muted. Miyoko, you'll have to unmute yourself. I was trying to mute unmute. I was trying to mute someone else. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, about tripe. So I have a farm that I get her raw meat from and organs, and they do actually have beef tripe.
Good.
Cow tripe. So
Feed
is that
it.
fine? Just
Feed
regular.
it.
Okay, food. Okay.
Yep.
That's all I wanted to know about that. There are symptom-wise, I mean, she's great. Her beam is great. She's great. The only thing that I think makes me think she's off balance is that she has a lot of eye boogers.
So eye boogers are one of the early warning signs that there's internal imbalance. Don't worry about treating the eye boogers.
Yeah.
Don't do anything topical. And
No.
here's why, everybody, Miyoko knows this, is because we're going to use those as a clue if we've discovered what it is she needs to be balanced. Now, also, you have to look at context. Because it's so cold, do you have different air circulation? And that's when the boogers started. Maybe it's a good thing protecting her eyes. Maybe they were just dry. So you want to look at when the symptom appeared, what else is going on? And then the next step is, yeah, let's make her healthier. How can I make her healthier? Well, you know the answer to that, Miyoko, is pick a supplement, pick an energy healing, pick something from Holistic Actions, try it, and then measure, and then notice if it changes. And of course, take a picture of it now, write it in the journal. So it's now going to be on your master symptom list. And because her beam is great and all that, you have plenty of time to work on it.
And just an added note that she will be, I've actually made contact with a vet who's an acupuncturist and an osteopath.
Great.
She'll be
Where?
seeing her in Montreal, and she'll be coming
Perfect.
to the house actually in
Oh.
about a month, which
So
is.
the eye discharge will be one of the symptoms you will use to know if it's still there, to know that what she did was good.
Okay.
And would you post her info in the chat? I would appreciate that.
And
Yes, I will.
if you hear, I'm going to needle her and get rid of her eye discharge. Based on her eye discharge, then say no, thank you.
Well, say, huh, I thought that you were going to rebalance her entire energy field rather than just focusing on the eye discharge. And then she may go, oh, you're one of those. You don't want me just to get rid of symptoms.
Oh, for sure. I know.
Unfortunately, as holistic vets, sometimes we get the people coming just want to get rid of symptoms. So sometimes you have to let them know you're not that.
Okay, thank you. Yes,
Okay, you
thank
are
you.
welcome. Ruth, yes.
And just a
Oh,
real quick
go ahead.
eye booger story, because Maya had not buggers, but pus pouring out of both eyes for months till I switched the remedy and started dosing correctly, and now it's been gone for months.
There you
And she's
go.
making her beam is getting better and better and better. So, whether it's the boogers, whether it's a tumor that popped up when she got that remedy, because that is a good sign that the tumor popped up and her beam went up. And so yes, you definitely are
It's
on
a
the right
great
track.
clue, and you're doing great.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
You're welcome. Ruth, you're a member. Are you a Jeff Feinman patient, or do you have a holistic vet you're working with?
Well, I actually, Poppy did go to see Dr. Kosin
Oh,
a few
okay.
months ago, and because at the time she seemed to be exhibiting signs of spinal issues, and he didn't even think that she needed at the time any acupuncture. That's actually why I was taking her. I've
Okay.
worked with previous dogs of mine, so.
So, did you get? Is he the one that's suspecting Addison's? Is
No,
it Dr. Co?
it's my regular vet. This morning
Well,
she called me, and
go back to Cosin.
well, I will, but right now I think you would still need to get a diagnostic, right? If it's Addison's.
Maybe not. I mean, it's what you want to do is, Jordan's good. He should be taking an entire case and asking you all the questions about what the symptoms are. And if it's just the mild trembling, there's so many other things it could be that he's going to look at the feel the pulses, look at the tongue, do all of that sort of thing. And remind him that you're a friend of mine and that you're working with me. You're at Holistic Actions and you're seeing me.
I used to see him back in the early
Yes.
2000s,
Yep.
maybe earlier than that.
Now, if it doesn't seem to be working, then your option I would switch. If you're not getting the response you want from him, then I might switch to homeopathy. And so then you've got multiple possibilities there that you could post in the forum. Keep us posted. Let us know what
I
that
haven't had a
trembling.
chance to even go into the forum to look
Perfect.
because this was
Well,
just mentioned that.
you may not find something with it being that slim, with those mild symptoms, but if you would post them, then that would be good. And particularly any think of any modalities that are going with it. What triggers it? Does it happen 100% of the time? Is it only at night, only in the cold? Does it stop after eating? Be as specific as you can with this trembling from neck to tail. And I would do Tellington T Touch on her.
Okay, I can do that. All
Perfect.
right, thank
I
you.
do that. Do a week of intense T Touch and see if it changes.
All right, thank you so much.
You're so very welcome. Diana, you're doing a great beginning here. And by the way, everybody, I just want to apologize if you ever feel like I'm rushing or I'm trying to cut you off or anything, but sometimes we have over 30 questions to answer in 60 minutes. So sometimes I often am rushing. Diana has Mama Cat and five kittens that she rescued. Thank you so much. And they have ear mites, and she's doing castor oil. And now she's going to add neem oil in, which is a good idea. But my question for you first is, are you sure they're ear, oops, are you sure that they are ear mites? My tongue wouldn't work.
And Diana may and Diana may need to answer in the chat because that's where our
Can you
oh,
hear me?
we hear
Yes.
you.
Yep, we hear
Oh,
you.
she came out of the woods, and I've researched what they look like. It's just continuous black gunk coming out of their ear when I clean it, and
Well,
it went to all the cats. It spread to all of them.
okay, and you have other cats in the house in addition to the mama cat and five kittens?
They were in a quarantine room upstairs, and
Good.
they somehow passed to my other cat downstairs, unfortunately. So now I got seven cats with ear mites.
Okay.
It's been.
I still would collect some of the black discharge, take it into your local vet, and ask them to look at it under the microscope to make absolutely sure. Or if you have a super good magnifying glass, look in the ear and see if you see little white things crawling around in the ear. Ear mites are really gross
You
looking.
can visually see them, and my tip is to warm it up a little bit because they can become more active as you warm. So if you have a hot flashlight or even a phone that will shine light in there, get them warmed up, and then they move around, and you may not see them, individually, but you'll see movement, and they're like, oh, yeah,
Nasty, but
you'll know,
what
and.
else could they be?
Ear inflammation, irritated ear. And it could be that the mites are gone from the castor oil, but there's still, irritation left from it. So the other thing, definitely neem oil is a good thing to try.
To add to the castor.
Yeah.
And you're
And
doing that topical, right? Tina?
right at the base of the ear canal, they said, like three drops in each ear,
And then you mush it
and then
around.
mush it around.
Great, awesome.
And then the other thing, of course, is to work on building their immune system. So raw food diet, sending them happiness and love, intention for them being healthy. And here's the trick, everybody. Rather than thinking, I need to kill off the ear mites, try to get in a relationship with the ear mites and say, you know, if you don't leave my cats now, you might end up getting killed. So I would love it if you would leave these cats alone. Something like that. Try to be.
Where are they going to go?
I don't know.
And the one thing I would say is because they transmitted from quarantine to your other cat, I'm wondering if it's more energetic than mites than physical.
Yeah, that's a
So
good point.
mites definitely go from cat to cat, but mainly
It
it's
could have gone from
contact.
her, but she could have transmitted it. Diana could have
Gee, really?
taken it from cat to
Okay.
cat on her clothing or something like that.
Yeah.
It's possible. Not likely, though. So, yeah, I would research that. And if you're not a member, are you a member?
No, but
Once
I
again.
will look into it. I'm in Eastern Canada. There's no holistic vets to be found, so.
Okay, don't say that.
Well, Mio Coach has said there's one in Montreal. You mean east, more east, even more east than
Are
that.
you New Brunswick or Nova Scotia?
New Brunswick, yeah.
Okay. Well, homeopathic vets can work virtually, although in Canada it's
Okay.
getting pretty dicey now to work out of the province. It
Okay.
used to be okay, but US vets can still work in Canada virtually. And
Good.
so go to that article, holisticactions.com/select, read the entire article, and
Okay.
then do the steps it says.
Okay. And quick question, because I don't want to take up too much of your time. I'm doing this 7 days on, 7 days on, 7 days off. Can I keep continuing till they're gone? It's not going to be a toxic buildup because I'm going to be on my fourth cycle now.
Well, it's just been castor oil so far. I
You're
wouldn't do
right.
the, I probably wouldn't do the neem more than three. I would also
Okay.
get Anitra Fraser's book, The Natural Cat, because she's got all sorts of great solutions for things in there. And I know she talks about ear mites.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Myrna. So, Myrna. Her cat was diagnosed with idiopathic pyothorax. So that means pus in the chest. Yuck. And so she had surgery, but still mild fluid buildup. So this is a place where sometimes, say you had already been, had a homeopathic vet or a Chinese medicine vet, but this happened. And all of a sudden, the pus appeared. You know, she was having trouble breathing, and you had to have the surgery or had to have the drainage done. Now's the time, whether you'd been working with a holistic before or not, now is the time that you need to be working with a holistic veterinarian. So go to that article and find one. And by the way, members can work with Dr. Jeff as a homeopathic veterinarian, and anybody can work with me as a pet health coach. So if you need to pay for a longer, more in-depth of the types of things we're talking about here on these quick calls, I do that for my living. So just for follow-ups. Myrna, you have any other question on that?
Holistic vet, what kind? I've talked to a homeopathic vet and I've talked to an herbalist,
Okay, who was the homeopathic vet?
Dr. Kelsa.
Okay, so Dr. Khalsa is at, I she and I studied homeopathy in 1982 in the second course that was offered in the United States for veterinarians of a weekend course. So I've known her, Dr. Khalsa, for decades, and she's very intuitive and also and often is very successful. She is not, however, a certified homeopath with the Academy of Veterinary Homeopathy. And so, again, there are different approaches. I would say herbal at this point would be more in the soothing realm and not the deep healing realm. And so, I'd be looking for either Chinese medicine veterinarian or a homeopathic, a different approach of a homeopathic veterinarian. And again, that article will help you find that. Make sense?
Okay, where's the article at? I'm sorry. It's a, okay. Yeah,
holisticactions.com/select.
it's
Okay.
in the chat. Yeah, I'll.
And everybody, remember that you can save the chat at the end of the call by clicking on the three dots. Usually, there are three dots. Different platforms may have something different, but it says save chat. There is a way to save the chat to your computer or to your handheld device. And the other thing, Myrna, is take that 101 course and make sure that you're doing every possible thing to feed the best fresh food, give the appropriate mental and physical exercise, be focused with happiness and intention, avoiding toxins, avoiding vaccines, all of that sort of thing. Makes
Okay, well,
sense?
thank yeah, thank you. He doesn't get any vaccines because he's
Good.
an indoor cat.
Good. Excellent. But all of those, there's a whole lot of things that we talk about in
Okay.
that course. And that
Okay.
course is free. You don't have to be a member to do it.
Okay,
And
perfect. Thank you.
torn ligaments can be healed without surgery. Yes. Again, homeopathy, maybe even osteopathy, chiropractic, and Chinese medicine can do that. We have done that. And again, the 101 course, because you want to build the immune system and have those mitochondria working to have the best energy possible in every cell. Whoops. My mother's cat has been itching and pulling her hair out a lot. She's 9 years old. So you're a member. My goodness. So, Chris, have you posted this in the forum and have you had one of our 15-minute calls? Chris, can you unmute yourself?
Or answering the chat.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Christina. It's Christine.
Oh, okay.
And you know myself and my mother, Margaret,
Right.
from back in the Maryland days.
Oh my goodness, from Annapolis?
Christine, I guess Bartolo.
Oh, Chris. Oh, Chris
Chris,
Bartolo.
Christine.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well,
My mom.
what you,
My mother, Margaret.
have you posted anything in the forum about your mom's cat?
I have not. No, I
Okay.
just came across your. I haven't been able to participate in these for a while. I was like, oh, let me just ask my mom's question because I'm
Super.
going over to her house to
So
help her.
perfect. So the bottom line is, for right now, you need to be doing everything. Having her switch to fresh food, not being on a prescription diet, definitely stop the dry immediately. Feeding wet food is fine and as a transition, but not necessarily the prescription food. It's not an allergy, it's an imbalance of the vital force. And with the cat being a picky eater, be sure to offer every single kind of people food that exists to find out if there are things she likes. And know that you, when they're being picky, they may eat one kind of canned food for a few days and then another. So be ready to switch and not be upset by that. That's just
Yes,
a
she does that often internally.
that's a symptom of her energy field being weak. When they're the progression is with appetite, they start out with great appetite, they'll eat pretty much anything you put in front of them. Then they'll get a little picky. They want one thing and they don't want everything. And then they get more picky. And then they get where they only eat things for a few days, then you have to switch. And then it goes on down from there to where they don't want to eat at all. So that's just a clue to move in the right direction. And will she, I mean, let's see. I don't know that I know your mom that well, Chris. Isn't that interesting, Christine? Maybe would she work with a. I know,
Bob's
but
ex-wife.
I don't know that Mort knew Bob before I did.
Sorry.
So,
Okay. Just trying to
So
circle
I may
it.
not know your mom. Would
That's fine.
she work with a homeopathic vet or work with.
She may. She has very, very limited income.
Okay, well, you.
So
And you do
she
too
is.
right now. You may have to help her out.
Yeah, I yes, it's a
Or
family effort
Ma. Well, I don't
for
know.
things.
Maybe Bob. Okay. So the very best. So right now, the very best would be to give us a complete post on the forum with
Okay.
everything. And
Okay.
get her to take or sit down and do it with her, the 101 course.
Okay.
Anytime, so this is a common issue with a lot of people whose husband doesn't agree with what they're doing, or wife doesn't, or sister doesn't, or family doesn't, or friends don't. And often one approach is to do the 101 course with them and sort of talk about your experiences and thinking as you do it and listen, have their opinions be okay. So here's a story, a very quick case, and you can tell her this. So early on in my practice, a cat came to me who'd been licking her belly raw for 9 years. The cat was 10 years old. And it started on steroids, long-acting injectable steroids, once a year. And by the time it came to me, the long-acting steroids were only working for about 3 weeks. And then she'd go back and get another one. And then she would stop licking and the hair would grow back. And then she'd start licking again. And so we worked, it took about 6 months of trying different remedies. And she switched to a raw food, fresh food diet. I don't remember now what. And the cat was completely fine by age 11. and lived to be 17, never had a problem with itching or licking the belly raw again until shortly before she died. And it only shortened the hair when she licked. It didn't turn the belly raw and open sores and no hair. So that's a positive story you can tell your mom if she goes with the homeopathic approach.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for your
Good.
time.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
it,
And
Kristen.
Chris, call me if you want.
Okay,
Okay.
thanks.
Oh, that's the vet. Thank you, Miyoko, for posting that. Let me be sure I've saved the chat. Oh, yeah. So, Christine, is this you again? Yeah. So, number one is eating her fecal matter is one of the clues, usually, that they have an internal imbalance, although sometimes it could be they're just trying to get better microbiome. So, step one would be to improve the microbiome by multiple ways, either animal biome, Margot Roman's fecal transplants, probiotics, Adored Beast, any of those, and just feeding fresh food. And there's really no way. You need to stay current. The only veterinarians can write an exemption. And again, talk to me about that. I may have an answer for you for there, right where you live. But in general, if they're not with cancer, seizures, obvious, really clear autoimmune disease, they will not give exemptions for that. And here's the good news. The good news is for 95, 99% of the animals, if you build up their vital force and you get them balanced and you have them just thrilled and vital and the mitochondria are working well, you can poison them once in a while, like with a vaccine. And they recover and they'll do fine. And you may have to do some extra support, do some Reiki, hold the syringe in your hand and pray over it, or do Reiki on it, other energy healing on it, watch for symptoms, that sort of thing. But it can work. Okay. Oh my goodness. Are we done?
I think we are done early.
Oh, there are definitely, Chris Mitchell, there are definitely some holistic integrated vets in Toronto. Be sure you do the free article, holisticactions.com/select. Read the entire article, follow the steps, and I guarantee you will come up with several good possibilities. One of them's even spoken for us that I can think of. Okay, Tatiana. Dr. Jeff, this one's for you because it sounds like an appointment of yours. So, this is for everybody, an 11-pound dog with mitral valve disease. She's on Vetmedin tablets. And so, she's asking how to manage the supplements along with the dosages.
And this was an HMDM call yesterday, not a
Oh,
homeopathy
she's not a.
appointment.
Oh, okay. And but you're a member, Tatiana. This is the well, you can ask it now and we might be able to
Yeah,
answer it.
for
This is the
sure.
ideal thing to also post on the forum if it's not close to the end of the month like it is today. Go ahead, Dr. Jeff.
And the answer is yes, just use those along with the vet med. You can do the full doses if you want to. It's usually a good idea to start one thing at a time. With your pups, multiple different issues, you may want to start with just working up on the fight on the micro C. So in other words, as we discussed, the 500 milligrams is the dose that we're going for, but you're working up there because with vitamin C, we want to gradually increase depending on the bowels.
So, do you want to do that at 100 milligrams per day for 4 or 5 days and then increase to 200 or?
It's capsules,
Oh,
and
okay.
we're just doing a pinch and then a couple of pinches and maybe half a capsule eventually.
Okay, wonderful.
So,
Thank you.
yes, thanks,
Okay,
Tatiana. But yes,
Christine.
a form thread would be a great idea.
Absolutely. So, Christine is asking about the fecal matter. So here's the thing. Three of us homeopathic vets back in the early 90s noticed that when we treated animals with homeopathy, a bunch of symptoms that we thought were pretty normal as conventional vets, and most people sort of accept as normal, went away once their ill symptoms were resolved. And because we carefully asked questions about the whole family, we sort of discovered that there were healthy dogs and cats who never had those symptoms. And so we put together a list called the Early Warning Signs of Internal Imbalance. And these are things that many people consider normal. Oh, some dogs just have a doggy odor and have to be bathed every week. Nope, if they're healthy, they don't. Some dogs just get, many dogs just get, and cats get fleas. Nope, when they're healthy, they do not attract fleas. Dogs who are constantly wanting to eat their stool, other dogs' stool, is not, is just something we have to deal with. That's just a doggy thing, and we have to avoid it and pick it up. Well, no, usually when they're healthy, they don't do that. But over time, we've sort of discovered a few exceptions to that. And one of them, some of you may be experiencing right now who are up in the north. So we found over time that when we get a cold, when the winter gets there, and especially when there's snow and there's poop on top of the snow that freezes, dogs want to eat the frozen poopsicles. Healthy dogs want to eat frozen poopsicles. Now, maybe it's because they don't have access to dig in the dirt and get some more better microbiome. Maybe it's because they're not getting stuff that's in the grasses and things like that. I don't know. But we don't panic when it's an occasional thing. And then, as we learn more and more about the microbiome of the gut, there's also microbiome of the skin and the bladder and all parts of the body, the mouth. But as we learn more about microbiome of the gut, we realize that sometimes they may be eating their stool because their microbiome is off a little bit. So it has to do with the intensity. I will eat every dog stool that is there as fast as I can. If I can turn my body and eat it as it comes out, I'm going to eat it as it comes out. You know, that kind of, that's clearly one of those early warning signs of internal imbalance. But so it's just one of those things. It's not to panic, but it's, as a member, it would be to research, put in stool eating and see what shows up in the forum, to look at probiotics, fecal transplants, feeding, are you feeding the best food? So definitely taking the 101 class. So you might want to become a member, but the 101 course is available for free if you're not a member, as is finding a holistic veterinarian. Once you, when you're doing the 101 course, you will have a, you will be able to see all of the early warning signs that we talk about. And so if there are more of them than just eating stool, then you'll know, ah, it's definitely an energy imbalance, and I should be working with the with a holistic veterinarian. But if just eating stool is the only thing she does, then you might not want to worry about it so much. Just I would keep working with the gut, making the microbiome better. And Miyoko says she eats her own more in the winter, and she's on a great diet. But again, you never know. Keep working. See, it's surprising. Sometimes we don't know that something is a problem until it goes away. Jeff had, I may be telling this wrong, tell about your fearful dog, the poodle that was fearful until or stayed in her crate a lot, aloof, maybe was the word, until finally you gave her a remedy for something else and then that went away. Or you got another dog and then that went away. Know what I'm talking about?
Right, yeah, you're referring to Vanya, the white poodle,
Vanya,
and yeah,
yeah.
she's to isolate, and yes, Remini's and Archie both turned her all around. But again, I think that
But she went for years without turning around and then all of a sudden hit the right remedy.
in a day, you know, it's amazing,
Yep.
and I think that that's the point of everything we're really talking about is that. There really is a way out of all of these, questions, overwhelm, and not knowing what to do. And if we even just know that it's going to get better, our knowing is enough to improve the chances that it's going to get better. Or like this morning, Maya, it's my first dog that doesn't sleep in a crate overnight. She has a chair where she likes to sleep, and I'm thinking. Oh God, she's gonna end up on the bed, isn't she? And I turn around, and there she was on the bed.
It applies to everything. Right now, I'm in Florida, and the temperature's 70 degrees right now, and tonight it's going down to 25. And I was at a pineapple farm this morning, cutting off suckers and splits that are going to be planted to make new pineapple plants. And the farmer, who's just wonderful, he's amazing. Said something about, well, I guess I'm going to lose all of these, pointing to one of his trees. And I went, well, it could be a miracle. How about just saying, I'm going to be doing my best? Because he's going to be out there with a propane blower heating things to all night long Saturday. Wow. So what Jeff said is really important, not just with our animals, but with everything in life. And we all slip. Dr. Jeff, can you help with Diana Williamson's question? She has a 4-month-old kitten. Oh, wait a minute. Can the 4-month-old kitten get her mother cat in heat, who is in heat pregnant? I'd say no, but I leave that one to you, Jeff. They're not getting spayed, they're not getting neutered until March 9th.
And my point came up.
So then she would be 5 months old. Oh no, they would be 5 months old.
Yeah, I would agree with you that it's unlikely, but 4 or 5 months is kind of on the borderline of sexual maturity. So, yeah, you may want to keep them separated because you don't. Want a new litter of inbred kittens like that. Yeah.
And Diana, do you know how to bring a cat out of heat? Because you can do that. You can use, you'll have to, I don't have any links to that, but you basically are going to act like you have a glass rod or something, and you act like you're a penis going in, and that stops the heat cycle because they are what are called induced ovulators. And then that might help. Then, if she's not in heat, maybe you won't have to be, as worried. Although I guess they can do silent heats, but yeah, I
And
know
what
you're
type
running out
of
of room.
object was that?
I don't know.
Sorry.
You'll have
Oh,
to
okay.
do some research on that. I have
Sure.
never done
Yeah.
it. I remember hearing glass rod, but.
Yeah, and you can use a thermometer or anything, but no. They told us about that in vet school, and I don't know anyone that ever did it. But it does work, apparently.
I've heard of breeders who
mean,
do
you
it.
can, yeah, and you can even. Scratch them on their back enough to get them to yowl and ovulate.
Oh, there you
Then they
go.
come right back in. I mean, cats may be induced ovulators, but they also just go in, come out, go in, come out.
But sometimes you get a week or two in between,
You should,
so.
hopefully, you should.
Right, yeah.
Hopefully, yeah.
And 6 months is okay to get them neutered because I have to do it soon for the boys.
The
Yes.
males, the males
Yeah.
do probably want to
Okay.
do it right away. No.
So, Christine, you're working with Dr. Sherry. I'm assuming that Sherry Seibel, and she is not She is not super holistic. She's open to everything, but she hasn't taken the time, hasn't had been able to take the time to get trained in too many modalities yet. There you go, Jackie. You said a vet told you to use pencil on a, the eraser on a pencil. I would think that might, you know, to me, there's too much metal right there around the eraser. I would do something more like
More
a
gentle.
glass.
Yeah,
And you
gentle.
might want to just look up holistic cat breeders and contact one and say, "Hey, can you help me? Have you ever done this?" And if you're a member, you can, I forget, post it on the forum. Who knows? Who knows who might know?
Yeah, and I just want to comment on what you just said to Christine about the vet being open-minded but not really holistically trained. All you really need is a open-minded vet. You don't need any training because that's kind of where we come in at Holistic Actions. Even if you just read the form, you'll get to know, what is possible when you apply that holistic mindset. And yeah, it would be great.
I was just saying that that's not a replacement for a homeopathic vet or an acupuncture
Oh,
vet because I
right.
know Dr. Seibel's training. So, yeah, but she's perfect for the hands-on one. So, Dr. Jeff, we actually have 4 minutes.
Oh,
I
goody.
love it. So, I want you to first talk about what's coming up on the 3rd at noon and who we're going to have for that. And maybe talk about the 10th, the book launch.
And I would love to talk a minute about the fact, well, I'm in the chat, would you give a Y or an N as far as whether you've pre-ordered the book yet or not, which is out in a week and a couple days? So, looks like
We've got lots of
Ys,
yeses
a
that the
couple
book
of
is on
Ys.
pre-order.
And the reason I ask, do you all have your ebook version, because that should have come right away when you ordered your book, but only if you went back and put your order number in my order page. So you don't have to order from us, but if you order from your local shop, come back to the book order page, put in your information, and you'll get the free ebook and a lot of other cool stuff right away. So yes, I don't see any ends, so I guess don't need to talk more, but I did want to spend 2 minutes, if I could, if you'll indulge me for 2 minutes, because I am super excited to be getting this out, and I was trying to find a quote to read that would be appropriate, and I found so many because really what we're talking about, Dr. Christine, even though we've never really called it out, is managing susceptibility. So susceptibility is your animal's energetic tendency to get sick or stay well. So it's really a whole different way of thinking. It's the opposite of resilience. You want to build resilience, but we need to manage susceptibility by homeopathy, acupuncture, or any other energetic means. And so instead of that, I'm just going to read the couple of sentences from the preface that in today's world of information overload, knowing how to truly help our pets thrive can feel overwhelming. Many pet parents are left confused, fearful, or frustrated when their beloved animals develop symptoms, or worse, are given a grim diagnosis. And the reason I read that is because starting our pet Path to Pet Wellness Month on Monday. Actually, starting Monday, we're going to be honing down even further into parts of the book and the framework of homeopathy, which is what we essentially are teaching you all, is how to integrate conventional and homeopathic thinking And then on Tuesday is another webinar that you're all invited to. It's not an AJ webinar, it's a master class webinar, which if everyone's not signed up for, do you have the link there, Dr. Christina?
No.
Neither do I, but I'll see if I can grab it real fast. On Tuesday, it's going to be a webinar with a woman with a bunch of nature healers, people that heal humans and animals through forest bathing, grounding, and other nature-related activities, which, as most of us know, are very healing for us and our dogs. So hopefully we'll see you on Wednesday, Tuesday at
Yep,
12
12
at
Eastern time. And
Thank you for that.
quick question, Jeff. Amelia wants to know if she pre-ordered the book or not. She doesn't know if she submitted the order. I think the way you'll know, Amelia, is if you've been getting emails from us, you would have gotten an email with the link to the Kindle book, right? No?
No, unfortunately, if you ordered or not, it's really not, something that we know. We only know if you fill out the form on the order page.
I got an email saying thank you for your order, but I don't know whether
Where from?
from you guys. It says
From
thank
home.
you for your pre-ordering the book, but I don't know.
Oh, well, then you did pre-order it, right?
I hope
Oh,
I suggested
we'll
she emails support at Holistic
I
Actions.
that's what I would do, Amelia. It's called Kim will get it worked out for you, for sure. And by next time when we meet, it's gosh, it's hard to believe, but when we meet next at the end of February, Q&A, the book will be out and we'll be all starting on a new form of pet care that is really same that we've done for a lot of years, but more where we have an expanded view of what we can do and what is possible. Because up until now, we focus strictly on what the problems are, what the challenges are, but we need to start focusing on what is possible for healing. Because when we focus that way, all the other challenges start to go away.
So, Cautious Consumer says the link above says page not found, and I have a lot of links. So, let's see, let's double check. Master Series says, oh, what you put in for the Master Class Series says no results found, Jeff. I just tried
Oh,
it.
then just take out the word master series. It's just master class. That's right. I forgot it. We're going to put in series, but it should just be holisticactions.com master class.
Yep, that worked. Okay. So
Yeah, and
thank you. Thank
Amelia,
you for
thank
checking
you.
that. It's really great when I try to do that every time I've somebody posts something. There we go. So that's the accurate one. Oh, thank you
Thank
guys.
you.
I hope
Thank
you
you
all
for
had
that.
fun.
We will
We had
see.
fun. We love you all.
Yeah,
It's so
love.
wonderful. And just keep being happy and make sure you play in that snow for me. I'm missing the snow, but I'm thrilled to live down here and I'll stay warm on Saturday night. I've got all my plants covered and all of that.
All right, we'll see you on Monday, Tuesday, or next Friday at the end of February. All right. Thank you all. Love you. Bye.